This picture here is a bit more abstract than usual, and it might not even be obvious right away just what you're looking at or what's happening. Can you guess? You probably can. It's a floor and a doorway. So why am I posting this photo for my weekly 50 picture? Well, a couple reasons. First, I like the colors. I like the sense of history here. The walls on the left-hand side, they're clearly pretty old. They've been worn, they've been chipped, and it looks like they've been repainted several times. The molding on the bottom, it looks like it was several different colors over the years. And so I like that it's got kind of a sense of history to this room. I like the colors overall. There's like this pastel color scheme going on here that's kind of neat. And it feels like an old room from just looking at the lighting and the textures. And I'm pretty pleased with how it turned out in that regard. I like the depth of field going on here, where clearly the main focus is that wall, the edge of the doorway on the left-hand side. But then you can see into the distance a little bit, and it's just slightly out of focus. And you can see that there's more to this room that extends beyond here. I called this title Renewal because it looks like it's in the middle of some sort of renovation. And the floor, I don't think it's like this. I think they just took carpet up and they're redoing this room. It's just an old room here on campus I happened to walk by one day. And when I took this photo, I was out, as I usually am, walking around with my camera. I saw this room, and as I usually do, I walked right past it. And there were two reasons I walked past. Number one, someone might see me. Oh, no. And number two, I thought there's nothing interesting to see in an empty room. Well, I got to the end of the hallway and I literally turned around and walked back because I answered both of those questions. Number one, it doesn't matter who sees me. Who cares? If someone complained or if someone's like, hey, what are you doing? I would just be honest and say, I'm a guy and I'm taking a few photos. And the answer to number two would be, maybe there is something interesting to photograph in there and I just don't know it. Going into this room illustrates one of the hardest parts about taking photos with a 50mm lens and a crop sensor camera, which is most consumer-level DSLRs like my D200 that I shoot with often. The lens is great for outdoors, and it's awesome for portraits in an outdoor setting. And if you'll notice, most of the weekly 50 pictures are not inside, they're outside. But the lens is not so great in a confined area like a house or a building. The field of view is too constrained to really show anything. And to get this photo, you can't tell, but I'm like way back in the corner here, the opposite corner of the room, and you can hardly see anything. Now, you could pull out an iPhone and get a picture of the entire room, basically. And here, you're only seeing a small chunk, and that illustrates the limited field of view on this 50mm lens on a crop sensor camera. The solution then was to turn this weakness into a strength. And I thought, what's a creative way that I can show this room with such a limited viewing angle? And I realized if I just showed a few elements, the rest of the scene would sort of be filled in within the mind of the viewer. So by showing a small door frame, the floor, and another door in the background, I'm guessing that most people would look at this and figure out it's a small room, like an office. I don't know if it worked or not, but that's kind of what I was going for when I was in this room and tried to figure out a way to photograph this. So that's my challenge to you. It was challenging to me, but it's my challenge to you then. How are you limited by your photography? Is it your gear? Is it your time? Is it your location? Try and find a way to turn that around and turn one of these limitations into something positive that you can use to actually help you take better photos.